and not to deny and deprive us of any of his blessings on account of our heedlessness or weakness, on account of our sins and our faults. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us conscious of his blessings and to render proper haqq, that fulfill the rights of all these blessings in whichever way it might be, not to use them against him, against his pleasure, or in a manner that will incur his wrath. Alhamdulillah, my respected friends and brothers, we are at that juncture now, that part of the year, where two important things normally dominate our lives and our minds. One is the children have now gone back to school, so there's a lot of interest and importance in as far as the children's education is concerned. So we are worried now they've gone into the next standard, and we are going to worry about they are in the proper class and all the other things that go with it. We give a lot of attention to that, which is part of our responsibility towards our children to educate them. The second thing, obviously, is what were the results, the matric results of the previous year. That is also in the forefront of everybody's minds. MashaAllah, our children did so well, and they got so many A's, and our school got that 100% pass, and all the rest of that, which is, alhamdulillah, a good sign of effort by the children, effort by the teachers, effort by the parents, and the collective effort and support of the entire community, that we reaped these particular fruits. So congratulations to all our pupils here in the Middle of Muslim School, those who attended the school across the road, and whichever other schools all our children were attending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in success and give you the best of whatever it might be. So these are the things, my respected friends and brothers, that normally dominate our mind. But now when we speak about this aspect of the success and the achievement of our learners at the end of their schooling career, what we call the matric results, then we must not be deceived into a false sense, you know, that I have done my job and alhamdulillah my children are now well on their way. This is but one milestone in the life of our children, in the journey of their life that is going to come ahead. So that is one aspect of the child's life which alhamdulillah he has achieved. In whichever way he has achieved it, we need to ask ourselves, what about the other departments and the other fields of this particular child's life? How about his dini nurturing? How about his character? How about his dini consciousness and link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have I made that effort? Can I say that if my child closes his eyes tomorrow, or if I close my eyes tomorrow, I will be able to say my child or I have acquired success, which is the eternal success, which is supposed to be in the forefront of every person's life. So when we look at the school system, we're not undermining, and we alhamdulillah congratulate our learners. It is one system. Our children have passed through a system with limited subjects, designed and devised by somebody, and they have set the benchmark and the yardstick of what success should be. In fact, the pathetic success here in our country has been dropped to 30%. You pass 30%, mashallah, you tops, mashallah, you good. So if now the success rate or the success has been achieved in this particular field by this designed and devised system and with this yardstick, then alhamdulillah. But that is just one limited aspect of a person's life and achievements. And we must not lose sight of the fact, and I think just I mentioned this, normally when we have our awards, normally we don't welcome the parents at our awards for a reason, I have mentioned it, but they do come, so we keep them there, is that when our children do well, whether it's the matric results or wherever else it might be, we must then become egotistical about it as parents. Sometimes we become so bloated and gloated about it that we start hurting other people's feelings. We didn't write the exams, our child wrote the exams. Yes, we have the right to be proud about our child's achievements, but so often it is done in such a way that we actually hurt other people's feelings and we kind of taunt them. So that is now overrating the achievement. Alhamdulillah, he's done well. MashaAllah, we give him all our du'as. Then we get others who underrate and undermine their children's success. Again, it's an ego problem. First of all, they will say such hurtful things to their children which he's not supposed to say. Before the exams, make every effort, get the child ready, tell him do what is the best you are able to do, and leave it at that. If the child comes back with a pass which we didn't expect, let us not say hurtful things to the child. That, you know what? That one did like that, you could have done better. And such other hurtful things. We sometimes scar the child's psyche forever. He feels, and many children have said this to us as they have grown up, that no matter what I do, I'm never good in the eyes of my parents. If a child says that, and if we are the first people who have hurt the child, we are guilty of a major, major crime against our children. So both ways, we must keep a balance. Alhamdulillah, if they have done well, we're happy about it, we're proud. We don't try and become so boastful about it that we start saying things that we hurt the other person whose child didn't do so well. And if our child didn't do so well, we mustn't feel bad about it. We didn't write the exams. It's not us. The child wrote the exams, alhamdulillah. So you tell him, mashallah, you have done well under the circumstances, and you still got a journey ahead of you, and inshallah, in other things, you will still excel and you will do better. And how often hasn't it happened that people have excelled so well in their matric subjects, but when they chose a career, it was something totally different from what they learned in school, and they went way ahead. And others who didn't do so well in their matric subjects, mashallah, when they went out and they made such success stories of themselves. So we mustn't make this the be-all and the end-all of our children's journey. Yes, encourage them, and there's a long journey ahead of them. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them, you know, the ability and the strength and the courage to deal with the challenges of life that are still going to come. This was on paper. This was achievement on paper. Now we must worry about getting them ready to deal with the challenges in real life. They have to be what we say, you know, street smart and street wise, and they need to be clever about how they're going to do things out there. They need to know about interaction of other people. They need to know how to control their emotions. They need to know a lot of other things, which got nothing to do with the paper here. So we need to be preparing our children beyond this, and it's a long journey as long as we are alive to the best of our ability. So that was just by the way. My respected friends and brothers, our children, there are two things about them. One, they are an amana, a trust given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is this trust? We must ensure that through every step of their life, they are given the correct guidance so that when the day they close their eyes, which is a reality, they see the real success. And if we have failed them in the nurturing and the tarbiyah and the training and the proper guidance in that, then no matter how many whatever symbols we have got, no matter how many degrees they might have got, my respected friends and brothers, all that will mean nothing. So we have to know that's an amana, and we are going to be questioned about it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what did we do with this amana that has come our way. And the second thing, my brothers, our children are an investment for us. Yes, if we do the proper, the correct thing in terms of their upbringing, giving the proper guidance in terms of their aqaid, their belief, their practices, their morals, their character, and the proper way of handling situations with Allah consciousness and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in this life we will see the benefit of that investment. We have now safeguarded our investment. That's what we are talking about. This is an amana which we must safeguard, and this is a trust, amana which we must safeguard. And this is an investment which we must safeguard. We didn't have to say to anybody, those who have got investments, how carefully they monitor that investment. And at any time, if they hear, you know, there's going to be some difficulty coming or risk posing, facing that particular investment, how much of jitters start taking over the person's heart. So my respected friends and brothers, this is an investment. Our children are an investment for us in this dunya as well as in the akhirah. Coming back to the aspect of how do we fulfill this amana to our children, and really, my brothers, there's no other way. When they are grown up, and if they have messed up, then there's no taweez. There's no taweez to put them right. We have to see, you know, that the path that we put our child on from day one, and continuously with love, and with honor and with respect. Yes, this is important. We mustn't think that disciplining and bringing our children up requires us to be tyrants and swearing them and cursing them and insulting them and bringing them down at every juncture. No. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in one hadith, adibu awladakum, teach your children, give them good adab. In other words, teach them proper etiquette, and wa akrimuhum, and honor them, wa ahsinu ilayhim, and be good and kind towards them. Yes, they'll do all the nonsense wherever we have to be harsh and we have to be sometimes, you know, disciplinarians, and all of that is in its place, that's part of it. But let us not go the route where, you know, the children start having a dislike, or they are made to feel, you know, that I am no good in the eyes of my parents. This happens at the school also. Many times we have to tell our teachers that sometimes a child does not do well, then we compare him to his brother or to his sister. Oh, brother, mashallah, he was so well. Where? You retook all the brains. You look left with nothing. What happens to that poor child's ego? What happens to his self-esteem? What happens to his psyche? My brothers, we don't do things like that. Everyone is precious and valuable in the way that Allah Ta'ala has created him. We can't make an elephant swim deep, and you can't make a fish climb a tree. Each one has got its talent and what Allah Ta'ala has created. Therefore, they say even five fingers are the same. So we don't do these type of things. We don't compare them to this one and that one and another one. See him for the beauty that he is. Each one is a gem and a precious jewel, my respected friends and brothers. And encourage them in that line and develop them and see how they will become. In every way, they will be an asset and they will be what we call a valuable and precious investment for us, inshallah. So when it comes to that, you know, it is so important that we give them the proper tarbiyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Luqman, the advices what Hakim Luqman radiallahu anhu had given to his son. Allah loved it so much that Allah made it part of the Quran al-Kareem. He said this thing before the revelation of the Quran. So Allah ta'ala says that with qala Luqman al-ibnihi wa huwa ya'idhuhu, that when Luqman was giving advices to his son, ya'idhuhu, advice. You know, in the olden days, when a lecture should take place, we should say in Gujarati, aje ratna wise tawani che, wise. Now, lecture, wise. So this was is the Arabic word, advices. So Luqman alayhi salam was giving advices to his son. And what was the first and what is the most important thing we learn from this ayat? That when it comes to disciplining our children and showing them the straight path, link them up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do not pay attention on that particular link, my respected friends and brothers, everything will be lost. After that, no Maulana, no Taweez, no nothing is going to ever, no counselor is going to ever be able to connect that child. So very important from a young age, he says, La tushrik billah, that don't ascribe partners unto Allah. That was the first thing he had made mention, and that has been recorded in the Quran. Meaning what? That keep yourself always focused on Allah Ta'ala. This word shirk does not only mean that a person goes to this idol and that object and that tree and that animal and he's worshipping. No. It means that at all times keep your focus and your reliance and your trust and your worship and your concentration and everything only in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah and Allah alone. Let the child from small know that. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, awwalu kalimatin, the first kalima that you teach your child, la ilaha illallah. The first thing is you teach la ilaha illallah. When a child is born, what's the first thing we do? We give adhan. Sometimes the child is hardly properly even washed in that and put in the incubator or whatever, and the people want to give the adhan before us, which is a good thing. What is the purpose of the adhan? The purpose of the adhan is to plant the seed of the link of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of the child. Let child don't know what is happening. Sometimes the poor child, the nana comes and gives azan, the father gives azan, the morana comes and gives azan. Poor child might be saying, what, where have I come here? So I must tell the child, it's five azans in a day. There's another two still we're going to give in your ears. So nevertheless, my brothers, there we are planting the seed. That's the first thing. And then, further down in the same ayat, it is very lengthy, I'm going to be brief about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son, Ya bunayya, innaha intakum ithqala habbatin min khardalin, fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ardi yati bi Allah. If there is a grain of a rye, anywhere, a small mustard seed, fatakun fi sakhratin, if it is hidden in a rock, or it's in the heavens, or somewhere on the earth, small little tiny thing like that, remember, Allah Ta'ala can bring it forth. What is the meaning of this ayat? So there are a lot of lessons in this one brief ayat. It is to inculcate the power and the qudrat of Allah in the heart of the child. That everything comes from Allah. Nobody is going to take my rozi away. Nobody is going to harm me. Nobody is going to do anything to me, because the power of Allah is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me what is my meant for me. So that's the second aspect. Then the third thing, ya bunayya aqimi salata, establish salah, wa amru bil ma'ruf, wanha anil munkar. Establish salah and command your children to do good, and wa amru bil, tell others to do good, and tell him to prevent the others from doing evil. So a child has to be involved in community matters and the, what we call the rectification and the reformation of society. If a child is involved in that, inshallah, he will be saved. Communities will be saved, the family will be saved. And lastly, he says, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ. That don't turn your cheek away from the people. That is arrogance when someone is talking to you, you know, bad body language. Get so irritated, sometimes you turn to the fellow, you're looking that side. That's arrogance. So he says, don't be arrogant. So that is the character building of the child. So these are four basic things that have been mentioned here. But that is as far as amana goes. And this amana and trust, we have to ensure that our children are given that. And then, my respected friends and brothers, the second part is the investment part of it. And that is when hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on which I will conclude. He says that when man dies, when a person passes away, then all his deeds are closed, they are shut down, except for three things. So one is if he has benefited somebody with knowledge. The second one is if he has done some sadaqatun jariyah, taqa well. And the third one, awladun salihu yad'u lahu. He left behind a pious child who makes dua for him. A pious child who makes dua for him. And that is what the child has to be taught. That is what the child must automatically do when his father passes away, that he must try and make sure that he does not neglect his father who is in the qabr. Just to go put up a beautiful tombstone, maybe of marble, is not going to solve the problem. Or put some nice lovely flowers in the grave, is not going to help him in any way. What is going to help him is yad'u lahu, a pious child who makes dua for that particular father. And only those children will do it who are connected to their children, to their parents. They are loyal to their parents, and they know that we owe it to our parents that today when they are in the qabr, then we have to make dua for them. And if they continuously to make dua, they will do things on our behalf. They will do sadaqah jariya on our behalf. That is the investment that we are talking about, my respected friends and brothers. And on that, what this investment, we as a community, we are made up of families. Everybody likes their family to be together, isn't it? Sometimes the family moves away. Our one child is going to study somewhere, or he has to move away somewhere else for work. We miss them. Sometimes people relocate also to be with their children. We say there's education there, we're going to be with them. Alhamdulillah. But what we are saying, my brothers, is it is a desire in everybody's heart that we want to be together as a family. So the second investment here, which we're talking about, is that if we have kept them on the straight path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. Those people who brought iman and their children have followed them in iman. They were given the proper upbringing. أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Then we will join their families up, their children with them in Jannah. Who wants that? So much of joy there will be that we are in Jannah, and alhamdulillah, the children are following up, and we are together as one family unit. Also their children didn't go in the opposite direction. So my respected friends and brothers, let us keep in mind this is a very precious trust, as well as a very good opportunity for us to invest in our children's lives and for our own self, my respected brothers. One important announcement, that is that alhamdulillah, the December holidays have passed quite uneventfully in terms of the criminal aspects. Hardly anything was reported. There was no break-ins. There was some kind of patrol and so forth. But from all the families that are living